relate to the president, and put him moral and ignorant. Meeting right before this minute to talk about the I word. The I word, the big I word. What are the words that begin with I that relate to the president? We be so tempered and moral and ignorant, but growing glad in the street. So many words that begin with I can describe the president rightly. Illegal, illicit, and infantile, inflating numbers inaugurally. But the most obvious I can use is verbalizing competent and breachy, inappropriate, insufferable, and imminently impeachy.
Watch how these niggas flip this script with the flick of their wrist. Southern lyricists don't exist like my flow is a myth. Get my girl angry and piss and get that pussy kiss. Pushing the same piece of shit till I get me a Bentley. Same nigga, same goals, same dreams and epiphanies. Me and my niggas,
the same lies of symmetry.
With some empathy, remember we were front yard brawl with Big Timothy. Kicked them doors because we had a lot of energy. Brother was locked up, shooting at the enemy. Caught one nigga, then caught 15. I ain't need that nigga till I was 15. Now I'm kicking 16s for the big screen and attempt to get the big cream. Little guy with a big dream, I need guidance. If I don't succeed, I probably proceed violence. Sipping on a brown, no bobby, don't fuck with nobody. No team and no posse, you can catch it like Shocky. King of all kings, praise Haile Selassie. Rastafari, I don't need nobody.
I
was sick as a bitch. The dope is dope, you smoke on, get you a will. Watch how these niggas flip the script with the flick of their wrist.
Southern lyricists don't exist like my flow was a
joke. Yeah.
Look,
so part of the reason I be so hard on my people, we never had it easy, never had a pot to pee, and I be on my knees praying. My onomatopoeia's packing the Coliseum, ain't no parking. Gotta see JID, gotta be there for my family. I could be out of my mind, thinking logically, no apology. Speaking how I feel, silently sworn solemnly, I will be the guy to make my black people proud of me. Roses to the mothers of anybody that doubted me. Shit on dick, bitch, dove in the covers. Oversee my arrogance, evaded over my brothers. Touch them, kill me,
can't be close to none of
them. Shit, they still double dribble, we going for triple double. Triple up on your investment, fucking with us. You probably have to rock that best shit, you fucking with bro.
Must be a way back to rise, I shall kill you tomorrow night. The secret of invisibility lies there in my books.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you.
Visitor from another planet.
Is there any way they can turn those lights down?
Definitely has a sensitivity to white light, but I think it's his range that you'll find interesting.
Crazy lights.
He can detect light at a wavelength of up to 300 to 400 angstroms.
Are those lights bright enough?
Ultraviolet.
Chuck, I didn't think human beings could see ultraviolet light.
You've got a thing called the sun. You saw that. I don't know who got those lights, but they're very bright. A real genius got those lights.
Thank you. are an inspiration to me.
Forbidding. Silent.
Whoa!
Lonely.
What's going on there?
Timeless.
Something very strange. States is engaged in a cover-up. Well, it turns out I'm the most, and I think most of you would agree to this, I'm the most transparent president probably in the history of this country.
There are those among us who can comprehend its physical forces.
I'd like to begin by asking you if you know why you're here.
Doctor, what are they doing?
He claims to be not human.
Thank you, doctor, thank you.
Visitor from another planet.
Is there any way they can turn those lights down?
He definitely has a sensitivity to white light, but I think it's his range that you'll find interesting.
Crazy lights.
He can detect light at a wavelength of up to 300 to 400 angstroms.
Are those lights bright enough?
Ultraviolet.
Chuck, I didn't think human beings could see ultraviolet light.
You've got a thing called the sun. You saw that. I don't know who got those lights, but they're very bright. A real genius got those lights.
Of the uranium in our country. You know what uranium is, right? Thing called nuclear weapons and other things, like lots of things are done with uranium, including some bad things.
Keep winning in 2020? Then bring on impeachment. That's right. Nothing rallies our patriotic base like impeachment. If Democrats not impeaching President Trump will help them win the White House, then Republicans supporting impeachment will keep us in the White House. Don't let Pelosi steal victory by pulling punches. Let's force those punches with impeachment. It's basic political logic. Go ahead, cross the aisle, and begin impeachment proceedings.
But Anderson, I will tell you, talking to my sources earlier today, there's something else going on here, and I think it's important to note, and that is that some of this is tactical. I talked to a source who talks to the president regularly, who said that the president is trying to up the rhetoric in this fight with House Democrats in the hope that he'll ramp up the pressure so high that they will essentially put up or shut up on this matter of impeachment. And I think, Anderson, I think that points to a very interesting aspect in all this. The president does not like being in this in-between no-man's land that Nancy Pelosi has him right now. Remember, there are a lot of House Democrats who want her to go all the way and go for impeachment. She has stopped short of that and said, I like this place where the president is right now, where he's just under perpetual investigation. The president, I think, has shown in the last 48 hours he doesn't like being in that place, and he's been demonstrating that over and over again.
We'll be right back.
Nobody that was in the history of our country more transparent than me. There has never been anybody so transparent.
Help! Help! He's here!
It's the Invisible Man.
I was transparent. I was totally transparent, but I've been the most transparent. Thank you.
But why? Why do it, Griffin?
Just a scientific experiment at first, to do something no other men in the world had done. Suddenly I realized the power I held, the power to rule.
Of this country.
No, we would not agree. I mean, we could see right through you, but I don't think that's what you meant. He always tries. Everybody into thinking they agree with him. He's like a guy on a first date who tries to sneak in something like, so I think you'd agree, we should go back to my place, and you're like, you haven't been reading the signs. Trump then complained about the hearings and subpoenas issued by the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, who's from New York. Trump's administration has repeatedly obstructed Nadler's investigation and defied his subpoenas, and Trump complained about Nadler during his press conference.
Jerry Nadler, who's been an enemy of mine for many years, he fought me in New York unsuccessfully, by the way. I've had great success against Jerry.
So Trump is now openly defying the law and refusing to work with Congress unless they stop investigating him. It's worth remembering the Republicans spent years pretending to care about the Constitution, and now Trump is exposing them all as frauds. In fact, during the campaign, Trump pretended that he, too, was concerned about government overreach and that all he wanted to do was get back to the Constitution.
It's all about the Constitution and so important, the Constitution the way it was meant to be.
I'm a very strong constitutionalist. I mean, I feel so strongly about it.
The mainstream media wants to surrender our Constitution.
I feel very strongly about our Constitution. I'm proud of it. I love it. And I want to go through the Constitution. And that's what we want to do. I mean,
all of a sudden, I hear last night they're going to have a meeting right before this meeting.
Bring it back. He
to talk about the I word. The I word. The big I word.
What are the words that begin with I that relate to the president? Neatly, of temperate, immoral, and ignorant, adorned, glad, and discreet. So many words that begin with I can describe the president rightly. Illegal, illicit, and infantile, inflating numbers inaugurally. But the most obvious I for the inflictor of lies, incompetent and breachy, inappropriate, insufferable, and imminently impeachy.
WCOM LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Boo. Hey. I am the furious one barging in here on this crazy sick beat. Some fly low, inspired by the previous DJ, Buck Rooster, who set the whole party going. Fun music, as we do here at WCOM LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Lots of fun music, beats, stuff to shake it all off to. Do whatever you got to do. We are part of a micro-powered uprising of cool underground community radio. We are, we've been doing this here at WCOM for over more than a decade and a half. We've had lots of fun folks going to WCOMLPFM.org and check that out. WCOMFM.org, and you can always go to furiousg.blogspot.com, where we've got all the old shows archived. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey. We're at the LPFM station, downtown Carrboro. And we're going to keep rocking out and having fun with the eyewear, doing other fun stuff. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. Furious.
growing number of House Democrats are calling on Speaker Nancy Pelosi to launch an impeachment inquiry against President Trump. The Speaker has called for a closed-door special caucus meeting this morning to discuss the impeachment question, which has deeply divided House Democrats. Pelosi has long opposed opening an impeachment inquiry, arguing that focusing on impeachment could hurt the chances of Democrats winning in the 2020 election. But she is facing growing pushback from other members of the House as President Trump continues to block congressional oversight efforts by refusing to hand over documents and by barring officials from testifying.
On Wednesday, former White House counsel Don McGahn defied a congressional subpoena, this was Tuesday, and skipped a House Judiciary Committee at the request of the White House. Earlier this month, Attorney General William Barr also skipped a House Judiciary Committee hearing, and at least one Republican supports impeachment. On Saturday, Michigan Congressmember Justin Amash broke with his party to become the first Republican lawmaker to publicly say President Trump has engaged in impeachable conduct. We're going to Capitol Hill right now to speak with Democratic Congressmember Al Green of Texas. In 2017, he became the first member of Congress to call for President Trump's impeachment. So the stakes are very high, Congressmember Green. Right after you talked to us, the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is holding a meeting with the Democrats as you push for her to open an inquiry into impeachment. Why are you calling for this, and why have you done this for the last 2 years?
Thank you for having me, Ms. Goodman and Mr. Gonzalez. I'm here because I love my country. And I have called for impeachment because I love my country. You see, we are now at a point wherein the House has to demonstrate its will. The framers of the Constitution have shown us the way. We have to demonstrate our will. We indicated that if you would just wait for the Mueller report, this would then give us reason to either move forward or not move forward. We have not moved forward as we should with impeachment. We have the Mueller report. And we're at a point now, Ms. Goodman, where the House itself is on trial in the court of public opinion. The question is, will we allow the time-honored system of checks and balances to be destroyed by this president? Your news report has indicated that he has resisted. In fact, he's stonewalling. He doesn't allow subpoenas. He doesn't allow witnesses to testify. And the question is, will he then amass this enormous amount of power that the framers never intended him to have? This is the equivalent of becoming a monarch.
Where the president is right now, where he's just under perpetual investigation. The president, I think, has shown in the last 48 hours he doesn't like being in that place, and he's been demonstrating that over and over again.
I have been the most transparent president in the history of our country by far.
Me, surely as the moon will set and the sun will rise, I shall kill you tomorrow night. The secret of invisibility lies there in my books. Don't you see what it means? Power to walk into the gold vaults of the nations, into the secrets of kings.
And impeachment is the means by which we maintain the check on the president so as to keep the balance of power.
And Representative Green, how do you respond to Speaker Pelosi's viewpoint that, first of all, that an impeachment proceeding, even if it were to move forward, would never be approved by the Senate in terms of removing the president, and that effectively the best way to move forward is toward the 2020 election to get to unseat President Trump?
Well, let's not bring Speaker Pelosi into this because it's not about her. It's about democracy, not about Democrats, not about Republicans. It's about the Republic. So let me answer your question this way. Nowhere in Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution does it say that the House must have a Senate that will agree with it. What it says is if the president commits impeachable acts, then we must move forward. That's what it gives us the prerogative to do. It does not require that Republicans agree with us. It does not require that the public agree with us. What it requires is that we act on principle, not politics.
I was totally transparent.
But I've been the most transparent president in history.
A classic TV show on Netflix. We want to bring friends back. And this time... Trump was just echoing years of empty Republican rhetoric about respecting the Constitution. And this week, we got to see just how empty and meaningless all that rhetoric was when one Republican, Michigan Congressman Justin Amash, became the first member of his party in Congress to call for Trump's impeachment. Amash laid out his reasoning in an extensive Twitter thread where he cited the Mueller report and the Constitution section on impeachment and wrote, "Our Constitution is brilliant and awesome. It deserves a government to match it." And instead of celebrating him as a champion of the Constitution, his fellow Republicans slammed it. Trump even took to Twitter to call Amash a loser. And when Amash was asked about Trump's comments on the street, his answer was simple yet effective.
Sir, what about President Trump calling you a loser?
Okay.
Honestly, yeah, I mean... That probably is the best way to respond. You know, just treat him like he's a grandpa in a nursing home. The nurses are stealing my pills and they want to sell my organs to Mexico. Okay.
There is a message for
I can't imagine being more transparent.
I have been the most transparent president in the history of our country by far.
That we put the people above our political party. It requires that we decide that we will not allow the moral imperative to be trumped by political expediency. This is really not about people in the House of Representatives. It's about the people in this country and whether we are going to allow this president, who has demonstrated that he's ruthless, lawless, and reckless, whether we are going to allow him to destroy the system of checks and balances. We really don't have any other choice. We waited on the Mueller report. Now I hear that we may have a call for another investigation by the Judiciary Committee. We are destroying the power of the Judiciary Committee, the most powerful committee when it comes to this issue of impeachment. We are destroying it because we are requiring it to do more than is necessary. It is an awesome committee with awesome. If we do this, we're setting a precedent by requiring the Judiciary Committee to get a vote from Congress before it can act on something that is clearly a part of its purview of power.
Into the Holy of Holies. To make multitudes run squealing in terror at the touch of my little invisible finger. Even the moon's frightened of me. The whole world's frightened to death. I'll lay traps that even an invisible man can't pass. Radio stations now. Watch the wall.
Help! Help! He's here! He's here!
Gathering nuts
to bear the cold and frosty morning. Hey,
what's going on there?
Timeless.
Something very strange.
There are those among us who can comprehend its physical forces.
I'd like to begin by asking you if you know why you're here.
Doctor, what are they doing?
He claims to be not human.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you.
Visitor from another planet.
Is there any way they can turn those lights down?
He definitely has a sensitivity to white light, but I think it's his range that you'll find interesting.
Crazy lights.
He can detect light at a wavelength of up to 300 to 400 angstroms.
Are those lights bright enough?
Ultraviolet.
Chuck, I didn't think human beings could see ultraviolet light.
You've got a thing called the sun. You saw that. I don't know who got those lights, but they're very bright.
Come on.
President Trump wants to goad them into impeachment, then so do we. Get fired up, impeach, investigate, and use those constitutional powers. If starting impeachment will really hurt the Democrats, then let's start it now. Because hurting Democrats is what we do. Impeach now. Trump MAGA 2020.
The power
jungle juice music.
New whips. New whip at the top. Whoa. Not even. New whip at the top job.
Being in this
in between no man's land that Nancy Pelosi has him right now. Remember, there are a lot of House Democrats who want her to go all the way and go for impeachment. She has stopped short of that and said, I like this place where the president is right now, where he's just under perpetual investigation.
Going in the history book saying they were
well, and doesn't that go to
so
one
he
of the holes with the one of the holes with the Pelosi argument? I do think she's trying different things, but the notion that Donald Trump is trying to trick them into impeaching, you're saying, doesn't strike you as the way he looks at this, because he understands fighting, and that is a, if nothing else, that is a constitutional weapon.
I was shocked he caved in the beginning on the shutdown, but the real reason that he ended up caving, I heard from Howard, you know, people in the White House, was he wanted to give his State of the Union in the Chamber of Congress. He didn't want to give it outside, and he didn't like the fact that Pelosi wasn't going to let him. He will hate being impeached. It will be something that, you know, this is a brander, a marketer. And he's also, once again, perhaps he can adapt, but he's not going to be able to handle this politically the way Bill Clinton.
And you're saying impeachment is negative from a branding.
I'm saying for his re-election, the country has 38% want him.
What's going on there?
Timeless.
Something very strange.
There are those among us who can comprehend its physical forces.
And openly defies the law. For example, the Trump administration is refusing to comply with a subpoena to release Trump's tax returns. Now, the Washington Post reported this week that a confidential draft memo from the IRS said the tax returns must be given to Congress unless the president invokes executive privilege. And yet, during a hearing today, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin insisted the president was right not to release them and also that he had nothing to hide.
Do you think the American people have a right to know what's in those tax reforms?
No, I don't. Presidents are not required to, and the American public knew that he didn't release them before they voted for him.
Do you know what the president's hiding?
Repeat that, I'm sorry.
Do you know what he's hiding? I mean, he doesn't want anybody to see him, certainly not the Congress.
I don't think he's hiding anything.
Yeah, I know he is. I mean, when you have something and you won't let people see it, that's hiding. That's what that word means on our planet. Also, Trump's always hiding something. He spent his entire life lying about everything from his net worth to his businesses to his personal life. If we subpoenaed his driver's license, we'd probably find out his real name was something totally different, like Tiddly D. Wigglesmith III.
I'd like to begin by asking you if you know why you're here.
Doctor, what are they doing?
He claims to be not human.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you.
Is it from another planet?
Is there any way they can turn those lights down?
generator. The sound bite bigger than reanimator.
Even the moon is quite dumb. The whole world is quite dizzy. I've laid traps that even an invisible man can't touch. The audition now. What's more?
Obvious eye to the official of lies, incompetent and breechy, inappropriate, insufferable, and eminently impeachy.
Membership base, we would have a very, very difficult, nigh impossible task of bringing you the programming that you enjoy. There's a lot of you out there now that haven't called in, and right now is the perfect chance. Call now.
If there's one thing we can be grateful for in this otherwise horrible time, it's straight-laced news anchors just letting loose. It used to be you tuned into the news and Walter Cronkite would solemnly read the day's headlines, and now journalists are like drunk Red Sox fans lighting cars on fire after the World Series. Hey, bro, that's some crazy. I mean, pretty soon. I mean, it makes. At this rate, pretty soon MSNBC is going to have a show just called.
Ha, 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 ha.
WCOM, LPFM, Chepo Carborough, Furious George, rocking out here in downtown Carborough, part of the micro-powered fun little experiment we have been going on here for a couple decades. If you want to learn more about the Furious Show and all those crazy sounds, all these crazy sounds you're hearing and fun stuff going down, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. You can hear about how we've been doing some fun stuff for a while and I'm here with DJ Eddie Abbey. We like to do this every Thursday, starting around 10. Going for a while. Trying to make the most of it. I like to do this because it helps me shake off the craziness. Stomp my feet a little bit. Find some fun new music. This is an instrumental J.I.D. Jid Louder. Been playing lots of him. Saw him at the Dreamville Fest. That was super rocking. What else we got going on? Playing lots of weird stuff backwards and forwards. In fact, Meat Beat Manifesto. Got this CD I found and I've been having fun with that. Also, some crazy low end and fly low and the flume. Some other fun stuff. Learn all about it. Go to the furiousg.blogspot.com blogspot. Figure it all out. You can also support the radio. Go to WCOMFM.com. Do whatever you got to do. Either help out, kick in. Okay. Or we like to encourage folks to become DJs. I used to do this as a volunteer DJ when it was illegal. And so we like to have as many people on the in the studio as possible so we didn't get a $100,000 fine or arrested. And we eventually actually did get arrested and did get fined, but somehow I got out of both of those things. But it was some fun times in free radio land. It was in Asheville at the time, and then actually here in the early 2000s, folks started putting together the pieces of this WCOM LP, low power, micro powered pirate, as in, you know, community based, small, but also powerful radio. And we've been doing this here at WCOM for a long time. It's 2004, 2005 or something, 15 years at least. And you can be a part of it. So go to WCOMFM.com, sign up. Or you can do like Furious here and just keep going here in the late night. We're going to keep doing that. Oh, by the way, this show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Next, listen to Mike Power Radio. I'm furious.
President, I think, has shown in the last 48 hours he doesn't like being in that place.
to talk about the I word.
Thank you.